Hello everyone, I know it's been a while, and so all I can do is say hi, I've missed you all. Just a very quick boo, I thought I'd check in, find out how you all are doing, find out if you're making your mark in every way, every day, and if you're striding out there being the best self that you can possibly be. Interesting, I was thinking about disappointment. I was thinking about what it is you do with disappointment. You know, you get news and the first thing that you automatically want to do is feel crushed and maybe go into your small self and think that life is being unfair. And it struck me to wonder and to ask, how quickly do you move from disappointment to starting to look towards your next opportunity, starting to look towards the next time that you have a chance to shine? I found that the older I get, and the, strangely enough, more disappointments that I get in my life, that the quicker that I get to the next stage, the shorter the time is between getting the news, feeling a little bit sad, asking the questions and about why things didn't happen your way, and then putting it to rest and saying, ah, well, that is life as it happens, and it's time to move on and see what next is coming my way, because life, as we know it, is a movable feast. It's always changing, never constant, always moving forward, and things always come to us, and things always happen, or sometimes we have to make things happen. We're forced to do more and be more and to create. So, yes, I just thought I'd come in and share those thoughts with you. I hope that your space between being disappointed and being all right with that disappointment and moving on to happier, more joyful thoughts is getting smaller and smaller with time. And I hope that you all are having a very fulfilling and productive week. I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.